Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. You have tuned into Tehillah Worship, and this is Pastor Joffrey Hooks. I am so glad to have you join me on this evening. And tonight, we are going to set an atmosphere for Holy Communion. And no, I do not mean taking your bread and your juice or wine or whatever it is that you take for communion, even though if you feel so inclined, I encourage you to do so. What I mean tonight with Holy Communion is spending time in the presence of the Lord. I just feel led, and I want to thank a friend of mine, Prophetess Danielle Bonds, for sharing this music with me this weekend. And I feel so led to just play some songs from this CD that she shared with me, Refresh, by Psalmist Rain, Just Bless My Soul. And I just want to share this with you all and set an atmosphere for each and every one of you to have holy communion with God on this evening. And so I pray that you are in a comfortable place and that your heart and your mind is open and set to spend time with Him. I know you went to church today. I know you got your praise on and got your worship on, but this is about shifting the atmosphere in your home, shifting the atmosphere in your mind so that you can be ready for the week that lies ahead. Mondays are still going to be Mondays. Tuesdays are still going to be Tuesdays. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays are still going to come with some trials and tests, just like they're going to come with some joys and celebrations. But I just want to prepare you, want you to get prepared for whatever trial, whatever the enemy is going to throw your way, as well as whatever ministry that may come before you throughout this week. And so let's do that this evening with Holy Communion. You have tuned into Tehillah Worship, and I am so glad to be your servant leader on this evening. So let us begin with the word of prayer. Our Father, our kind Savior, as we come before your throne, Lord God, your majesty, your grace, your mercy, and your love, we come, Lord God, with a spirit of gladness. We trade in our spirit of heaviness, Lord God. We trade in our sorrows for joy. We trade in, Lord God, burdens, Lord God, for your blessings. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you lift up, Lord God, bowed down heads. You touch, oh God, the heart of your people. And you, Heavenly Father, begin to speak and commune to the souls and the situations that lie before you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that that person, Lord God, whose heart is heavy, oh God, that person who is confused, who is strained, Lord God, beyond repair, oh God, who's hurt, and those that are unhealthy, God, and need a healing touch. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your spirit would abound. God, your grace would abound. Your spirit would overshadow, would cover, oh God, would shield, protect, and provide. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would be exalted, God. Let that man, let that woman, God, let that boy, that girl, God, in this next hour, exalt your Heavenly Father in their own situations. God, stare the enemy down in the face and praise you. Lord God, sup from the table that you have prepared for them in the presence of their enemy, God, that you might be exalted, oh Heavenly Father, and that their enemies, Lord God, would scatter and flee. God, we praise you and we bless you, God, for what you're doing in these lives, God, in the lives of these your people, God, who have taken time to commune with you on this evening, God, and we bless you and we praise you, oh Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord God, for meeting them where they are. We praise you, oh Heavenly Father, for communicating with them, God, because there is no communion without some form of communication. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking to them, whispering to them, oh God, talking with them face to face, oh Heavenly Father, lifting them up in the name of Jesus, edifying them, stirring them up, oh God, igniting them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We pray for every pastor, every ministry leader, God. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for every servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for every husband and every wife, every child, God. We pray for every teacher and every student in the name of Jesus, every parent and grandparent, every guardian and every custodian, oh Heavenly Father. And we bless you for it, God. We honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, that heavens will break forth off in their lives, oh God, that the rain of your presence, oh God, will pour in the name of Jesus, and that they will, oh God, bask in your divine and your blessed glory. And we thank you, God. Someone has a need, Heavenly Father. We ask that you meet that need. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Let us commune with you, O Father. Tell you how much we love you. How much we adore you. How much we need you. How much we bless you. We appreciate you, God. We appreciate you, God. We appreciate you. There's none like you, Father.
Hum the melodies of your heart to the Father.
Yes, yes. I do want to take this opportunity as we are preparing and continuing in our moment of communion to invite you to just remember, since it is 9/11, to remember all of the lives that were lost. Remember all of the freedoms that we possess. Even the freedom to disagree with certain things and certain people and all of that. And I'm not trying to be political on this evening, but even in the fact that we are still here, we have the opportunity to still tell God, thank you. Thank you. And I do just want us to take a moment and just remember and reflect on this September 11th. So, amen. That's my public service announcement for the evening. Praise God and amen. This is Tehillah Worship. And I do want to read this passage of scripture. It is a word of blessing to each and every one of you. And it comes from the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And it reads, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks and thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only and shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. And the word of the Lord is alive, and it blesses all of the hearers and doers thereof." That was Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 1st through the 14th verse. Let us continue in our communion. This is Tehillah Worship.
Right on this altar. Broken heart, you can feel with us. So here's his heart. I build an altar. trusted scar. Still I built this altar here. Father, consume me. Come move me. Breathe life into me. Here on this altar. Father, consume me. You can move me. Breathe life into me. Here on this altar. Father, consume me. You can use me. Breathe life into me. Here on this altar. Father, consume me. So here are these hands. They haven't done so well. But you were there. Even when I made my bed in hell. Consuming fire, oh Father, consume me. You can use me, breathe life into me. Here on this altar, Father, consume me. You can use me, breathe life into me. Here on this altar. So Father, consume me. You can use me. Breathe life into me. Here on this altar. And Father, consume me. Oh, use me. And breathe life into me. Hey, here on this. Father, you can use here on this altar. Here on this altar. I lift my hands. Here on this altar. I lift my hands. Here on this altar. And I yield my heart. Here on this altar. I yield my heart. Here on this altar, oh, as I lift my head, here on this altar, as I lift my head, here on this altar, so Lord, use my head, here on this altar, oh, use my head.
want to invite everyone who's willing and everyone who's able to find a space for like both of your knees here. If you're able, just find a space to kneel. Fighting battles we can't win, with swords we can lift, in armor that don't fit. Some of us have been running ourselves tired, running races too long, knowing our feet aren't that strong. And I hear the Lord say, surrender, surrender, surrender. You won't lose, 'cause I'm fighting. I'm fighting for you. Is there any more that needs to bow a knee? Come right now. And surrender. Cause I'm fighting, I'm fighting, I'm fighting for you. All you have to do is surrender, surrender, surrender. And I promise you won't lose, 'cause the Lord is fighting, yeah. He's fighting,
fighting.
He's fighting,
fighting
for you. So just lift up your hands and surrender.
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 Surrender. And I promise you won't lose, for the Lord is fighting. He's look at the story of David and mistakenly see ourselves as David. When really we are the sheep that were unaware that a bear was even near. So we surrender. I realize my weakness in light of your strength. in my heart, and only you can play it, yeah.
I surrender
to you.
Here we are.
There's a song in my heart, and only you can play it, yeah.
Here we are.
Jesus, Jesus. In my heart, and only you can play it, only you can play it.
Ooh, you're everything to me.
There's a song in my heart, and only you can play it. My soul, and only you can claim it. Only you can claim it.
I exchange my will
for
your will. So I praise your
song in my heart. Only you can play it.
I exchange my will. And I embrace your.
There's a hole in my soul. God sized void for you to fill. There's a harp in my heart, and only you can play it. He's my counselor.
I surrender.
He is a mighty God, the everlasting Father.
I surrender.
You are the Prince of Peace, Son of I Am that I am. So sacrificial lamb. So I allow you to be who you want to be.
I
all to Jesus. I surrender. Sacrificial lamb, so you are wonderful, you're my counselor, you're a mighty God, everlasting Father.
We
And when the song of the Lord is fresh and precious, and
we bless God for this opportunity this evening to commune with Him. And I pray that you got to spend time with Him in your own way and got to say what was on your heart. And maybe even you spent some time and said, yeah, I'm going to surrender some things to you, God. I pray that you were edified, that you were enriched, that you were strengthened, and that you took the opportunity to let God pour into you for this last hour or so. And I pray that whatever you have to do tomorrow and Thursday and this weekend and every day in between, I pray that you do it to the glory of God. I pray that it is successful, that it is fruitful. I pray that it helps somebody, that it encourages somebody, that it edifies somebody. I pray that God can get the glory out of it, and that He then will pour upon you showers of His blessings. I encourage you to know that you are in line for a miracle. And I encourage you to receive it. This is Tehillah Worship. And we're going to close it out here. But I invite you to continue to cultivate the presence of God tonight. Rest in His bosom. Rest in His care. Rest in His joy. So with that, I say God, good night and God bless you. And enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for joining me tonight. Take care.